call the meeting to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So what's your next move?
Is that good?
Yes, it's amazing. We're working. Thank you.
So what would it be? Okay. Reports and communication. Craig, superintendent update and enrollment report, please.
All right. Summer camp enrollment ends tomorrow. We still have some room, and so let parents know if they want to get their children in the 3 weeks of summer camp, they need to get that registered by tomorrow. Governor's May revise for the state budgets came out this week, and it looks like we will be receiving another high COLA, but unfortunately, we're also going to be receiving some sizable cuts to programs. We'll know more in June, because this is just the governor's budget and legislation. Now they'll get in the, you take this and I'll take that kind of stuff. So we'll see what happens. Again, we'd like to thank Annette and Colonel Peterson for the Beale tour. It was very informative and we enjoyed our time. As what was his name again? I'm sorry.
Cal
said, I'm now more a fan of Beale than I ever was, just because you learned more about it. So it was really good. Sherry and I met with Plumas Lake and Wheatland High yesterday. We're trying to develop a South County SARB process, which is about absences and chronic illnesses. Currently, Marysville takes up about 99% of the slots in the current Yuba County SARB process, so it's very difficult for us to get anybody in there. Plus, trying to get our parents to go all the way into Marysville for a process. So we're going to keep working on it, and then we would hold the meetings here and try and move forward for those kids that are missing half a school year or whatever. Attendance overall, however, seems to be improving, but we need to continue to, and we need to be consistent. It'll be a big focus next school year. I think Peter said on Monday they only had 7 kids missing, which was a record for the year. Today, the middle school, I think they had like 12 middle school kids and 5 fourth and fifth grade. So that's great, you know, because I've seen it where it's 2.5 pages long of kids missing. So we just need to keep working on that and working with parents to remind them that school is important and they'll only learn if they're here. What's that?
COVID is over, and they can send their kids if they have the sniffles.
That's right. Next Friday is a minimum day, and then a 3-day weekend. Yay, yay. Lots of things happening over the next few weeks. I'll send you an updated calendar tomorrow with the Friday update. Just a couple of reminders. School ends on June 8th. There'll be lots happening on that day, so you'll have to pick and choose what you want to do, because you can't be in too many places at once. So we can talk about that later, but sometimes we split up, and this one I think you just go to what you want to go to. Then 8th grade promotion is the following day, Friday, June 9th at 9 a.m., and the board will help with distributing the diplomas to the students. Speaking of diplomas, you all need to sign them. So Regine had them today, and she signed them all. She's passed them off to Nikki. When Nikki's done, she'll pass them off to one of you, and then when you're done, you pass it off to somebody else. Whoever the last person is, bring them back to me, and then we'll get them to Bear River.
What time is it happening?
Just a reminder, in the month of June, we have 2 board meetings. June 8th is the regular meeting, as well as the recognition of the retirees. There's only 4 that are coming, but we'll recognize all of the ones that we have, but the 4 will be here for recognition. And then June 15th is the special meeting, and that's only to approve the budget and the LCAP, which you would have heard about in June 8th. So that meeting typically lasts about 5 minutes. But they're both scheduled for 4:30 unless somebody wants to change the times. Attendance. So at the time of the agenda, we had 1,339 students, 49 more than we had last year at this time, and 5 less than last month. We had 121 students in our preschool program. And let's see, 121 students in preschool program, which is 22 less than last year, but 10 more than last month. So we've had an influx of preschoolers coming in for the last month of school. We have a total of 1,460 with all groups, so it's 27 more than last year at this time. And that is all I have for the report and attendance.
Okay, thank you. Communications from the public. Line is not on the agenda. Annette.
Hello again. It looks like I just seen you guys. Well, thank you guys. I really want to say thank you. I appreciate it. This is the first time I kind of tried to help get the tour together, and so it went really well. I appreciate Cal and Colonel Peterson, and even my flight chief came and had a ball. So thank you all, and I hope everybody got a little bag, and we do have some giveaways too later. I'll talk to you later about that. But anyway, so thank you guys again. Tomorrow we'll have the Beale Bash, so it's going to be a big, cool event that has, you know, face painting, bounce houses. There's even a, I heard there was a writing, what do you call it? You know, like in a, what's that movie?
Bull.
There you go. Mechanical Bull. There you go. Mechanical Bull. There's all sorts of cool stuff, food trucks and everything. So, and it'll be at the Recce Point Club at 3:30 and it ends at 7:30. So I'd love to see some of your faces there. Also, did I say it was at the Recce Point Club? All right, thank you. We also have a babysitting class that's coming up, and it'll be at the Youth Center on the 31st of May, and then again on June 1st. So they're splitting it into 2 days. So if anybody is interested or any of your students are interested, and I believe she said it starts at age 11, so it's 11 through 18. So they're going to get certified with their CPR and all that other really cool stuff. So, you know, anybody wanted to babysit this summer, come and have them come on and join us. And I think, one last thing. I just wanted to say that, I lost my place. Oh, there you go. In August 10th is our next back to school brigade. And so that's a really cool event where we even have a little small mini resource fair. So usually someone from the schools will come. Wheatland High, your district. I think we have Plumas Lake too, and a few other districts or either agencies that'll come and that can help give out a lot of free cool stuff. So if you guys are interested in coming, please just come by and watch the kids pick up all those really cool supplies, and we get free backpacks and everything. So, and we will give you some treats. We will feed you. Okay.
What time is that on the?
The back to school brigade starts at 9:00. And it's over at 12:30, and it'll be at the Recce Point Club as well. Okay? Any questions? You sure? Okay, thank you very much. Oh, you guys are so sweet. Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
It is so nice. Thank you, both of you. Yesterday was amazing.
Was great.
Yeah, it really was.
Good planning.
Thank you guys.
Any other comments from the public? Okay, moving on to consent agenda. Any questions, comments, or concerns about the consent agenda? Then can I have a motion to accept, please?
I make a motion to accept the consent agenda.
In a second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Consent agenda passes. Action items. 5.1, Tri-County Induction Program.
So this is the annual agreement with the Sutter County Office of Education to provide induction for new teachers. It's a 2-year program. They provide it. We have to pay for the new teacher to go, and then we pay for a mentor. There's different options in there, but we choose to have our own mentors because I like having our district teachers be the mentors instead of somebody else. And then some districts make the new teachers pay the $1,550, but we cover that because we think it's important that, you know, they get it done. And so it's a requirement of their credential. Some of the new teachers we hire don't have to do it because they're coming with years of background and they've already done it, or they already have a clear credential. So this is just the agreement with Sutter County that how we will follow the rules, et cetera, et cetera.
Any questions, comments? Can I have a motion then, please?
So moved.
And a second?
A second.
So it's been motioned and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 5.1 passes. 5.2, Board Policy Admin Resolution Approval of Additional Article 5 Policies.
So these are the policies that were given to you as first read at the last board meeting, and I did not hear any was the your question on these ones or the next ones? Okay. So I didn't hear any questions about this group of policies, so they're here for you to take action on and approve if you so choose.
5.1, do I have a motion? Or 5.2, I'm sorry, motion?
I make a motion that we approve 5.2.
And a second?
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 5.2 passes. 5.3.
So this is the next set. We're into the 6,000. Yay, us. And so this is your first read of those listed below. Robin did ask a question about BP, I think it was BP 6142.1, and the question was, would parents be able to look at the curriculum that we provide for sex health education, et cetera? And the answer is yes. And although we don't have a huge program for this at this time, but anything that we would do, and in my opinion, this one would also be, we want to get parents' permission for them to participate in the class. So that was a question that came up, and that's the answer. And with that, again, it's first read. So if you have any questions or concerns, please reach out to me before the June meeting. I probably will not bring first read board policies to the June meeting because it wouldn't come back until August. So we'll start back up again in August.
We have the summer off.
I know, but it might be a good time to catch up. It takes a lot to read all that.
Yeah.
It does.
And if it's too many, I can shorten them. It's up to you guys, but I'm just trying to get through them. And, you know, it's an ever-changing cycle. As soon as we get through the 8,000s, then we're going to have to turn around and start looking at the 1,000s again. Mm-hmm. So.
No, I think the number that we've been getting is fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, board comments. Any board comments? Then we'll go to closed session.